What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Stupendous as well.
We hope everyone listening is doing it. Amazing as well on this Tuesday, but positive news never expires, so you can listen to this whenever. So whenever you are listening to this, we appreciate it. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story for today?
I have a story that was sent in by a listener. Somebody's getting a free t-shirt. We got to get that information going and flowing.
All right, it's already done. Today's Tuesday. I already sent it out yesterday.
Take that, world. JP is on it. Tim is not. But I'm going to talk about this story today, man. We're going to talk about a Portland coffee shop. It's called Heretic Coffee. It's located on 5120 Southeast 28th Avenue. And if you can go there, you should go there, because this is why. It's a volunteer-run nonprofit coffee shop that less than a week ago started soliciting donations to help with anybody that has SNAP, to help figure out how to, so these people can eat, basically. What ended up happening was they said, you know what, we're going to start a GoFundMe. We're going to ask people for help. And on that first day, they set a goal to raise $10,000. And on that first day, they raised a little over $10,000. They had people giving $1.17. They had people giving $800. Whatever they can give, people were giving. But by Tuesday, they had reached $186,000. By Wednesday, they had reached $184,000. And by Wednesday afternoon, they reached $217,000. All to help feed people in their community that are going through this hard time. This is why we do the podcast, because whenever negative things are happening in the world, there's so many more positive things that are happening because of it. And this effect right here due to Heretic Coffee Shop is amazing. Shout out to them.
Just goes to show you, America is together. We are not the politicians or the companies. We are the people living in it every single day, and we can make a difference one by one. And that's why this story is awesome.
We are not the politicians and the companies. Go ahead, JP. Quotes by him. We're clapping in silence.
We still have this clap button on here that I totally forgot which one is it. So I'm not going to press it. My positive news story for the day comes from NPR.org. It's called the Lit Airy Society. It was founded in Morgantown, West Virginia, about 5 years ago. And it was started by the youth. Founder's name is Renaya Zuri. She came up with the name as a form of play on literacy and tea. So she was motivated by learning in middle school. So she started this in middle school. The many children lacked books at home or someone reading to them. And she loved Pete the Cat as a kid. Have you ever heard of that book?
I have, actually.
So her case is Pete the Cat, I Love My White Shoes. And so what she did, she organized the Literacy Society, and they've donated $1 million worth of picture books to over 91,000 preschool children, and it has high school chapters in all 50 U.S. states, with international chapters beginning in England next year. What they do is they take high school volunteers, and they go read to preschool kids, and then give them books afterwards.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. You know, I love me some picture books.
There's a joke that I'm not going to make. This mostly happens in areas where books are scarce, book deserts, and families that don't have resources or accesses. And you know, as a kid, you have young children.
Absolutely.
There's young kids love like being interacted with. Oh, you came back. Oh, happy, fun. That's what happens with these little preschool kids. They're like, they look forward to it every single week. And the fact that it's youth led, so it's just high school students volunteering. It's very sustainable. It's happening all over. This has been going on for 5 years. We've now heard about it. There's a lot of positive news stories going on that we haven't even heard about. And it kind of goes in with what you talked about earlier. We are making a difference every single day.
Yeah, that was a 10 out of 10, a name though. Literary Society. I'm with it 100%. I know I'm giving the goofy takes on it, but this is honestly amazing. When I was in high school, I was a part of this program called TOP, and we actually got to go to an elementary school once a week and tutor some kids. Honestly, for me as a high school student back then, I was joking around at the beginning, but by the end of it, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. This kid is looking forward to it. When I didn't show up 1 week, he was beyond sad. So I can only imagine showing up, tutoring some kids, giving them a cool picture book, a comic book, anything. It probably would have made their day, week, month. Probably would have remembered me for the rest of their lives in all reality, because I still remember the kid that I tutored back then. So yeah, I think that's amazing. Shout out to them.
And shout out to everyone listening. Before we get out of here, we're going to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, so let's talk about the sun. We've been recording for a while now, and every now and then the mic is kind of like all wired and the buttons are turned, and JP's always asking me, Tim, what are you doing? And I'm like, look.
Every single time.
Look, I tell him every time, look, I leave it in the box. I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, I get into the car, and this is the other day. I get into the car, and my son has the mic, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he looks at me. He said, look, Daddy, ooh, ooh, ooh. He's singing into it. And I'm like, ah, this is what's going on. My man had the little control box in his lap, turning the knobs and everything. I'm like, okay. Now, at least I know what's going on. But give me that, man. So, yeah, I'm going to put that in the trunk so he can't mess with it anymore. But I thought it was hilarious, and I was excited to tell you.
Why don't you buy him a microphone for Christmas?
He has microphones. These kids have bats, microphones, balls. Remember, we talked about them being spoiled recently. They got it all, man. They have it all.
And they're still playing with this one.
Yeah, man. If I had my laptop out the other day and they were trying to play with my laptop, it's like, you guys got a whole tablet hiding somewhere over there. But they were trying to play with it, I guess, because Edna took the tablet away. So that makes sense. But still, they don't care, man. They're kids. It has lights. They're going to touch it.
Well, thought I had your Christmas gift and you just smacked it out, Dom.
Man, they got the whole little Bluetooth mic that you can like connect your phone to it and plays music on, and they can sing to it. They have one of those in the house too. They're just goofy. It's a new mic, man. They get to play with that one. That's how they saw it.
Kids, wonderful. Yeah. I'm going to be grateful for clean water. A lot of people don't have access to it, and I do, and I am a big water drinker. That's pretty much all I consume. It is all I consume. I had a Gatorade that one time when we that was the first time I've had non-water. Man, it hasn't been over a decade.
How did your body react to it?
I had handled moving better than you did, that's for sure.
Touche. I was definitely struggling. That's a whole story we should talk about on the podcast one day.
I think that's actually my wife's work. Like, lift heavy stuff, put it down, turn off brain. I think that's actually what my body is designed for. I'm like King Mover. Me and Lois are great at it, by the way.
Why did I get called, man? Why did I get called?
Yeah. Yeah, tell that story next time. Tell it on Wednesday.
It was a good time, though. Invited to the crawfish boil. That's all that matters.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Optimism is a huge asset. We can always use more of it. But optimism isn't a belief that is automatically get better. It's a conviction that we can make things better. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Tell a friend about these positive news stories that we have. If you leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story, we will send you a t-shirt.
For free 99.
We're out.
Stay positive.